This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
I'm absolutely delighted to be having a chat with Ava Powell. Of course, you're going to be talking to us all about Asian cuisine today. Thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat to me here on the Hub on iRadio. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, Louise, for having me. I'm very excited.
Definitely. Now, we love having a chat all about different types of food. Maybe you might give us some recipes a little bit later on, but can you tell me a little bit about your background and maybe, you know, what brought you to Ireland?
Yeah, sure. So my parents moved to Dublin when I was quite young, when I was only a little baby, and they were coming to join my dad's two brothers who are already living here. They came to Ireland to start a new business, which is now the Asian Market. So initially, Asian Market was established as an Asian supermarket, but also as a supplier of Asian ingredients to the certain Chinese restaurants and takeaway trade that was developing across Ireland in the 1980s.
Amazing. And it sounds like, you know, you've got a real rich family culture of, you know, I can even just hear from having a chat to you that you're going to be talking about, you know, family gatherings and all of that kind of stuff. Obviously, maybe your heritage has influenced your own cooking style and, you know, the dishes that you've created as well. I can imagine that, you know, there was lots of talk about food and all of that kind of stuff in your household.
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of the food that I had growing up was basically more authentic Cantonese Chinese food because my parents are from Hong Kong. So a lot of the food is actually quite healthy and it's a balanced diet, focusing on like vegetables, there's seafood, there's meat. And even the cooking method is quite interesting because a lot of the dishes are actually steamed and braised.
Okay.
And we usually have many dishes that we share.
Ava, what role has food played in, I suppose, helping you connect with, you know, the local community, maybe contribute to the different cultures, maybe teaching, you know, people that you've met in your path over the years about your own culture and your own cuisine?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, food, as you can tell, is a huge part of my life. And after working in Hong Kong for many years, I came back to work in the family business. So a lot of my my mission when I came back was to demystify Asian ingredients and to try and showcase it and make it more accessible to the local community. So there were a few things I did to try and connect this. One of them was like an Asian food tour of the market. So I'd go around the market and explain all the different ingredients and then, you know, because like usually when you come into the market, you might find one or two ingredients, but having the explanation of like, oh, maybe more unusual ingredients that I would usually use to cook. And then also I create a lot of recipes as well. So I think through recipes, people can kind of learn how easy it is to use all the ingredients to cook with. And I also took part in kind of like local food festivals and events to tell people about more Asian food. And also a huge part of my job at the moment is to source kind of authentic Asian products and bring it to Ireland. So, so to kind of like see what the trend is in Asia and then see what to bring back to Ireland and see what works.
Oh my God, that must be such an exciting job, being able to go
it
and
is,
try
lot of
out loads
and
of food.
It's a lot of traveling. So, you know, definitely a nice part of the job, I'd say.
Oh, absolutely. And I can imagine, you know, you must have so many friends that love to call over to your house going, I wonder what Ava is going to bring back and show us how to cook now. Have you got a signature dish that you love to cook like that? If you're entertaining your friends or it's the weekend or that type of thing, and maybe you can share a little story behind it, why you love it so much.
Yeah, so I guess my signature dish has got to be my lemon soy chicken. So a lot of people might be more familiar with lemon chicken, which is like a breaded chicken with a thick lemon flavored sauce. But my recipe was actually taught to me by my grandmother when I was living in Hong Kong. And it uses like a soy sauce base with a lot of like fresh slices of lemon. And it's reduced down into this really lovely lemony, sticky soy sauce with the addition of some Chinese brown sugar.
Oh, wow.
So if you're a fan of like teriyaki and with a little lemon twist, this is the recipe, yeah, for you.
Oh my gosh, that sounds absolutely amazing. I can imagine people are going to be driving home this evening and they're going to go, right, okay, I know what I'm going to cook. How do you manage to balance, you know, the traditional flavours with maybe local Irish ingredients as well? Because obviously you can source all of these amazing ingredients, but maybe some of the fresh produce, you know, we might be sourcing it here from farms in Ireland or that type of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like a lot of, I don't know if you know, but actually a lot of the Asian vegetables that we sell in the store is actually comes from like an Asian vegetable farm.
Wow.
In Rush in
no
Ireland.
Way.
Like, so yes. So the couple is like an Irish farmer and wife is Chinese. And so they decided to try and grow some Asian vegetables. So that is quite an interesting one,
That's
I guess.
So interesting.
But I mean, in Ireland, the produce is just so good. So I'm really spoiled with using the kind of Irish produce with the high grade of beef and pork or eggs and vegetables. Like all of those ingredients, kind of marinated with the traditional Chinese cooking methods and spices. I think it's really a marriage made in heaven. It's like it creates a really nice, flavorsome, unique taste. You know, so I feel like I'm definitely spoiled here being in Ireland and using Asian kind of spices and ingredients to cook with them, you know.
Absolutely. I suppose, Ava, last but not least, have you got a dish maybe that maybe people can try this evening at home, or, you know, if they're looking for a little bit of inspiration for something that they can have over the weekend, would you maybe share a bit of a recipe with us?
Absolutely. So currently in Dublin this week, it's been quite hot, right? So I have been really enjoying creating a Japanese cold noodle salad. So it's very simple to make. The first step is to cook your noodles. So I like to use ramen noodles. So you just cook them in some hot water for 3 minutes. And then I cut or julienne some cucumber, some thinly sliced baby gem lettuce, and have some like cherry tomatoes. And then I set that aside. And then in a pestle and mortar, I add some roasted sesame seeds, grind it until it's like a powder. I transfer it to a bowl and then add in some like 2 tablespoons of Japanese QP mayo, some apple vinegar, sugar, and some oil. I mix that all together and then pour it in with the noodles and the fresh kind of cucumber, lettuce, and tomatoes. And it's ready to serve. So it's something quite simple, but quite really tasty.
Oh my gosh, that sounds absolutely amazing. I'm definitely going to try that over the weekend. That is for sure. Ava, it's been such a pleasure to have you on to have a chat all about, you know, teaching us all your wonderful recipes and talking about food. And I think we both share a passion with loving the conversation around food. If people want to check out your website, if they want to maybe follow you online or maybe catch up on everything that you're getting up to, where is the best place to go?
The best place is, so website is www.asianmarket.ie. So you can buy ingredients from there, and then you can follow me on Instagram at powpowfoods.
Oh, amazing. Ava, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. I love having these conversations, and no doubt we'll catch up with you again, maybe to share another recipe in the future. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Louise.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.